Since 1986, Martin Luther King Jr. Day has been celebrated as a federal holiday. And like a lot of federal Monday holidays, it has started to fade into the seasonal noise of ski weekends, extended football playoff parties, and MLK appliance sales. But many believe because of the historical importance Dr. King and the struggles that defined him and America during the 20th century, this holiday needs to remain grounded in that history and King's radicalism remembered without a nostalgic fog. Our next guest is former U.S. Senator Harris Wofford. He's a leading civil rights figure who is friends with Dr. King. Most recently, he introduced President Obama before he delivered A More Perfect Union, his March 2008 speech on the campaign trail on race relations in the U.S. While he was senator from Pennsylvania, he and Atlanta Congressman John Lewis co-authored the King Holiday and Service Act to make King's holiday better represent the man it honors. That this day should be a day of action and tangible community service is behind the Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. Instead of taking the day off work, Americans donate their service to their communities, a day on, not a day off, as the holiday's slogan goes. And Senator Harris Wofford joins us now from Philadelphia, where he's participating in this year's Day of Service. Happy MLK Day, Senator.
Good to be with you, John. You said it right.
Well, you know, as you've demonstrated many times on this program, your life spans an extraordinary piece of American history. And if I'm speaking a little bit louder, it's not out of any disrespect. I just want to make sure you can hear me. And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I think I'm hearing you fine.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about your concerns regarding the evolution of MLK Day away from the sense of service and radicalism that typified Martin Luther King Jr.'s political discourse and moving into some sort of leisure notion in January after the Christmas holidays.
King is the only, Martin Luther King is the only private citizen, if you don't count Christopher Columbus, that the United States has chosen to give a holiday to. And that alone was an achievement now a couple of decades ago. But a number of us woke up one day and said, the problem with this is that's not what Martin would want. That is people having a recreation, shopping, or even just going to a church or otherwise for talking. He was a man of action, and that's what he stands for. And that he would want it to be a day on of service, not a day off. And one of the ways he was, you used the word radical, is that he truly believed that everyone could be great in a fundamental way, not necessarily famous, but great, because everybody has the power to serve. And they should be asked, because one of the things you learn in the whole nonprofit and volunteer world is the number one reason most people respond and serve is they're asked. And we have the ask turned into a strong verb by John Kennedy in his inaugural address on ask not, but ask what you can do for your country and your community and for the world.
You know, indeed, Abraham Lincoln created the Thanksgiving Proclamation that established that as a holiday. And so long after that, Americans do use the Thanksgiving holiday to feast and take time off, but they also focus on this notion of Thanksgiving. What do you think it will mean for people to make this holiday not about something that happened in the past, but reinvigorating something that needs to happen every single day?
Well, the essence of the Martin Luther King Day of Service is to look at the biggest problems facing people in your communities and say, what can we do on this day? And Todd Bernstein, who's piloted and grown the Philadelphia program beyond the size of any other city in the country, 75,000 registered in various hundreds of different projects in the greater Philadelphia metropolitan area. It's crucial that it be real work, that it symbolizes lots of work that goes beyond any one day. And that's why the slogan in Philadelphia has been, now for a few years, MLK 365, and the day of action is used as a trigger for and as a recruiting time for commitments, for mentoring, for tutoring, for the drug centers, for you name these community programs that are helping those that are hurting the most now. And they're going to be this year more than 80,000 registered for one day, but throughout the day they're recruiting people for commitments for year-round volunteer service.
We're talking with former U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania and co-founder of the Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service, Harris Wofford. He's on the line from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where there's been extraordinary success in Philadelphia and the state in creating a day of service. You know, there's real power here. Around New Year's, people talk about having resolutions, and I have many conversations about people saying, I want to live a more intentional life. This holiday coming when it comes could conceivably connect with a lot of people's pre-existing sense of, I want to volunteer more, be a part of the community, and this recruitment that you talk about could really have some momentum going forward.
Agreed, and it's spreading all around the country. The Congress authorized the Corporation for National Service, AmeriCorps, and Service Learning and Senior Corps, to promote with mini grants the planning of community-wide efforts like the Philadelphia achievement, and I hope it keeps growing. Our problems are not going to diminish. And then there's another side to this, which is to realize that they're worldwide heroes, you might say, the figures that are inspiring people in this century. Nelson Mandela of South Africa is one. Mahatma Gandhi was one. And we have in Martin Luther King one of those worldwide figures that is very important to the sense of America in the world. I think this is a side of it that if you travel around the world, as I've been doing with grandsons when they turn 12, you find that
King has a very different meaning in the United States than it does in most places in the world, and because of Martin Luther King Jr. Harris Wofford, former U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, co-founder of the Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. Thanks so much.
Now a look at some other stories that we're following this morning. It's a quarter past the hour. We begin in Italy, the latest on the cruise liner that sank over the weekend. The CEO for the cruise line says the captain made an unapproved, unauthorized maneuver to change the ship's programmed course. Saturday's accident killed at least 6 people and 16 still missing. Rescuers are still looking for survivors. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in the West African country of Liberia this morning. For the inauguration of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Africa's only female head of state, this will be President Johnson Sirleaf's second term in office. Here in the U.S., the residents of Nome, Alaska, finally getting some much-needed fuel. A Coast Guard cutter clearing the way for a Russian tanker is just half a mile away from Nome's harbor. Without that tanker delivery, Nome's residents would run out of fuel before the end of winter. Just 5 Republicans will debate tonight in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. John Huntsman is dropping out of the race. He is expected to endorse Mitt Romney later this morning. Meanwhile, in Myrtle Beach, Huntsman stays in the Republican lineup. He's one of 6 candidates sculptured out of 525 tons of sand. That sculpture was created using shovels and pastry knives in honor of tonight's debate. You're listening to The Takeaway, and you can give us your views at thetakeaway.org. And, of course, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Throughout the show, we'll talk about the legacy of Dr. King, and we're going to hear from Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen in a moment. But we want to hear from you as well. What the legacy of Dr. King, is it about the man or the mission, and how do you mark Martin Luther King Day? 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post your comment to thetakeaway.org. I'd imagine that this is a day that is different from, say, a July 4th. It may need something different than just a picnic. But you let us know what you think. 877-8-MY-TAKE.